You hear that, Shadow Hills creatives? That's opportunity knocking. The Indio Rotary Club, along with the Coachella Valley Arts Center, are going to host a Festival of the Creatives, which is designed for new artists who are just getting their work shown. And my guest here today is Merlina Tate, who's going to tell us about it. Merlina, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Well, tell us what's going to happen.
Well, the Rotary Club of Indio is sponsoring this festival. It's going to be on March 26th from 9 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. And it'll be at downtown Indio on Indio Boulevard at Miles and Smur. There's a grassy area there. And we'll have a setup for people to display their artwork or other mediums. They are also welcome. And it'll be a good day to see and look and
Well, this is a great opportunity. I attended the Creative Art Club art show last Saturday, and I don't know, there seemed like there were 50 different artists there, many of whom I think would do real well getting their work shown to a wider audience. And I have attended the Camera Club show in the past, and I know there's a lot of great photographers here. And we've got a jewelry club. We've got maybe there are quilters here who want to sell their quilts. I know the Writers Club. Hey, you know, there are people here who are books they want to sell. For all I know, there are people who design clothes. And I mean, art is a wide-ranging subject. And this is a great opportunity to get your work shown outside of these walls here. So how much does it cost for someone to participate if they're interested?
There's a $30 application fee. And you go on the Coachella Valley Arts Center.org website to sign up. And more information is on there for the details.
$30?
Yes.
That's cheap. Is that all you're going to charge? People, this is an opportunity. Hopefully, this is going to be the first of an annual event. And I was thinking as I was driving over here that wouldn't it be great if someone who is at our little festival this year, 5 years from now, is in the La Quinta Arts Festival, that they progressed, you know, where their talent is developed to the point where they can have a wider audience. So anything else going to be there?
Might be some food trucks. We're going to have a beer and wine garden.
Yeah, okay. There's going to be a band, right?
Yes.
A rock and roll band.
And activities for the children, so it's a family event. We have a scrap lady that'll be there and help children create
That's cool.
Some interesting things with scraps.
Yeah. Okay, so, and what are the hours?
9 to 3.
Okay, so it's going to be a six-hour event. Some of you might want, you know, if you only want to be there for 3 hours, you might double up and cover for each other. But there's going to be food. People are going to be drinking. It's a great environment to sell art, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
So,
and it's affordable art.
and it's all going to be affordable. And it's a way of perhaps discovering someone who is down the road going to be very well known. So tell them again, how do they proceed if they're interested?
They go to the website, Coachella Valley Art Center.org.
And everything is there. And if they have any questions, then they can always, you can always email me here at podcast@sc, whatever it is, and we'll guide you through. But you've got some time to prepare. And is there a maximum on the number of artists that you're going to accept this year?
I think we only have room for 50.
50. Okay. And how many do you have signed up so far?
We've just started.
Just started. So,
but the deadline for signing up is March 1st. So
okay.
It is necessary to get on it.
Yeah, okay. For people who may not live here, but who have friends who are artists and would like to get their work shown, this is an opportunity for them, too.
Absolutely. It's open to any creative person in the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, thank you for coming in and telling us about it. And for you creatives out there, now's your time to act. So until next time, bye-bye.